Dr. Sabic did an office note on patient Azar Tanbakuchi, AZARTANBAKOUCHI. Date of birth is 11/17/1940. Date of service 3/19/2026. The family of the patient is 85-year-old female who is referred to seeing by Dr. Jafari for elevated serum creatinine prepared. Your best medical history includes one. Hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next GERD, next fluid retention, next depression, next chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Your paragraph test surgical history includes bilateral knee replacement, hysterectomy, and cataract surgery, bilateral. Two paragraph allergies, non-allergic allergies, two paragraph social history. Patient lives with her daughter, has had three children, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. Family history, father died from MI. Mother died from MI and father had kidney cancer, two paragraph. Review of system, review of occasional headache, good vision, not just pain or shortness of breath. She reports bloating after me, constipation positive, no melena, nocturia times 2, no straining upon urination. She reports complete bladder emptying. She does have stress incontinence, no leg swelling. What other systems are reviewed? I'm sorry, leg swelling is positive. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received three shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, three paragraph. On physical examination of vital signs, as mentioned above, the HNT pupils around the extrapolar accommodation, ejected control, pulmonary sclera, muscle retrofitted, apathy, no carotid bilaterally. Surgical or venous extension bilaterally, most of them because of the pharyngeal erythema, no rate, preparing neck, except loss of muscle rigidity, heart sounds, and regular rate and rhythm. Normal swelling, shoot, no murmurs, no friction, no lungs, clear towards congestion, the tractors, or visits her abdomen south, no hyperomegaly, or spinomegaly. No guiding spinal rigidity. Extremity, she has a bilateral lymphedema, both lower extremities. Here, current medications include atorvastatin, Symbicort. Correction. It's not Symbicort. It's Scratch Symbicort. It's a Brezetri-Irosvir. B-R-E-Z-T-R-I. Carvedilol. Vitamin B3 15,000 weekly, clonidine, fluoxetine, olmesartan, omeprazole, quetiapine, spironolactone, torsemide, Vascepa. Investigations available to me include the following. Agreement to correct ratio is 92. Vitamin D is 26.9. Sodium 135, potassium 5, chloride 101, 2022-23, glucose 96, BN 31.3, calcium 10.2, AST 15, ALT 16, EGFR is 40.3, milliliter per minute. Triglycerides 243, HDL 35. Cholesterol 181, hemoglobin A1C 6.6, hemoglobin 10.7, platelet count 267, repairing. Assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including 1, hypertension, next, obesity, 3 medications, mainly omeprazole. We are going to get a full renal workup, including serologic workup. She had a renal ultrasound Methodist last month that was reviewed. No need to repeat. She does have proteinuria, mild. My plan is to get her off omeprazole, as long-term use has been linked to interstitial nephritis. going to add famotidine and have a taper on omeprazole as feasible. We'll see if we're going to succeed with that. Next diagnosis, hypertension, control on chronic regimen to continue. Next, anemia, likely with chronic kidney disease, we're going to assist her iron stores and start her on B-complex folic acid supplement. Period. Next, fluid retention with normal ejection fraction and mild diastolic dysfunction. Continue torsemide spironolactone. Next, borderline hyperkalemia, likely related to spironolactone. We'll monitor that very closely. Next, hyperlipidemia with hypertriglyceridemia. Continue VASCEPA. Patient was advised to lose weight and do intermittent fasting and decrease your carbohydrate intake. Diagnosis next, depression. Continue calm medications. Period. Patient is going to see me back in 2 to 3 weeks for follow-up. I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for allowing me to see your patient. I'll keep you updated on the progress and the report. Thanks.